Chapter 1. Mr. Verloc. Mr. Verloc went out one morning, leaving his shop in the care of his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law was left in the care of Mr. Verloc's wife, Winnie. It was a small shop in Soho, an area of London. The family, Mr. and Mrs. Verloc, Mrs. Verloc's brother, Stevie, and Mrs. Verloc's mother, all lived in the house above the shop. The shop was never very busy. Its business was not very respectable. In the windows were pictures of naked dancing girls, small packets, a few books, and some newspapers. The customers of the shop were always men. The younger ones were embarrassed about being in the shop, especially if Mrs. Verloc was serving them. They often left without buying what they came in for, because they were too shy to ask a woman. The door of the shop was the only entrance to the house where the Verlocs lived. Behind the counter was a door to the back room, where there was a staircase. The shop was Mr. Verloc's cover for his other work. He thought of himself as a protector of society. In reality, Mr. Verloc was a lazy man, and he did little for this other job. He enjoyed his home life here. It was peaceful, and he liked being looked after by Winnie. Mr. Verloc was a fat man with sleepy eyes. Winnie Verloc was a young woman with neat, shiny dark hair and a tranquil, reserved face. Winnie's mother was also rather large. Her legs were very swollen, so she did not move about much.